Good morning. You are listening to KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me today is Martina Kurzer, who's going to be talking about an eight-week program that she's going to be teaching. Just to make sure, because how do you say this program, and what exactly is it?
We call it Tai Chi Cha, or it is called Tai Chi Cha, and it is a movement or moving meditation. It is also called joy through movement, and it consists of 19 movements in one pose that are fairly easy to learn and to practice. And if you do that regularly, there are a lot of surprising effects on the individual.
So is this like a martial art that we're doing? What kind of, you said it's more of a meditation than anything?
Yes, it is not like Tai Chi Chuan. That's what people usually know as Tai Chi, which is a martial art, but Tai Chi Cha is not considered a martial art, not at all. It's a moving meditation. It's okay. Also not considered exercise. It's something
interesting.
Between, yes,
it's not. It's a movement, but it's not an exercise. But you can still get health benefits from this.
Totally, because it's not an exercise because you have to very much engage your mind. Mm. So nowadays we hear a lot of mindfulness, and I could call it a mindfulness practice because you have to be so in your body. So you have to observe yourself while you practice, you know, to do it correctly. There are a lot of little things that you don't necessarily see when you watch somebody practice, but you want to practice correctly, and that's why you have to observe internally. You have to be with yourself to find out and say, where's my heel? Is it there? And are my knees soft? Are my wrists soft? And how does it feel? Is the chi flowing? And the chi refers to our vital energy. Mm-hmm. That's what keeps us all alive. And that is actually the source of life, and that's what's being stimulated by these movements.
Excellent. So who can participate in this? Do you have to have some sort of general level of fitness or ability to practice?
Not at all. So as soon as you can stand and move, you can do this. And in fact, if you cannot stand because you're a little weak on your legs, you can practice while sitting on a chair. However, the engine of this movement, that the force that stimulates the, you know, effects in our bodies, the energy is shifting your weight, and that's easier while standing than while sitting. Arm movements are there, but they're less important.
Okay.
So the leg shift is really what makes everything work.
Okay, so you could be like a 5 to 105 and still
find some sort
of benefit from this.
And in fact, I have practiced this with residents at the long-term care unit many years ago at the Sitka Community Hospital, and there was always a lot of joy and enjoyment that I observed there.
Wonderful. People at all abilities.
Yes,
really
children
can
do it. Totally. Yes.
Wonderful. So this 8-week program that's happening. This is happening at the Pioneer Home. Is where
yes,
this
at the chapel,
place?
And that's exactly the location where I learned it from our wonderful local teacher Nancy Jo Blyer, and we both have been practicing for over 20 years.
Wow.
Nancy Jo a little longer than I. But it is really a part of my life. And in fact, I can feel the difference when I go to work and I haven't practiced, which doesn't happen very often. But I feel that I'm a little more on edge or a little more irritable maybe. So that's the reason why I really do that on every work day.
Just a chance to center yourself and to mentally and physically kind of prepare for the day.
What this practice does, it balances you first on a physical level, mm-hmm. which is already great, but then it balances you on a mental and even emotional level. And now I must add, after all these years, I consider this my spiritual practice.
Interesting.
So it peels off like an onion, those mm-hmm. effects on you. And I absolutely enjoy that, and I look forward to sharing that with
Excellent.
Others.
So people who are interested in giving this a whirl and trying this out at the Pioneer Home, when does these programs start? What days of the week are they?
It starts on January 14th, that's a Monday, and mm-hmm. it will continue every Monday after that for 8 weeks at 5 p.m. at the chapel, Pioneer's Home. The first day is free of charge, so people can come by and check it out and see. I will explain, however, a lot on that first day, and we will have, practice as well, of course, because practice makes... makes for a good start of the day or evening of the day. Oh, I want to also add that it is not recommended that people eat like a meal before it, because that could lead to some, stomach mm-hmm. aches or something. So that's the only thing that's requested not to do before you practice.
Kind of like don't eat before going swimming. Anytime you're using your body to, you don't want to think about have your food be distracting you from keeping yourself centered
exactly.
in yourself. Okay,
yes.
All right. So for this program, if people want to, should they just show up on
yes.
the 14th?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the chapel is a big room. I think we will be fine.
Should be able to fit everyone who's interested.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So we'll see.
So if people want to just do a little more research about what Tai Chi Cha is, where can they go? Who can
there
they call?
There is a beautiful website that is called taichicha.org, and that gives you a little bit of the history and the contents of the movement, but it gives also there's a whole tab or with a drop down menu of all the amazing health benefits. I was quite surprised, and news coverage, and it's really interesting, well done. And so Tai Chi is spelled Taichi, that's the classical form, and then you add Chih.
Okay.
taichicha.org, and you can also call me 7380161 and ask questions.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll have that phone number and the website on our website. So
wonderful.
People
want
to check that out later. Yeah, definitely. So is this something beyond just, I mean, obviously, you're going to be practicing it in the chapel. Is this something that's always done as a group? Can you do it? What kind of equipment do you need if you're going to be taking this into an everyday practice?
You don't need equipment. You need a little bit of space, not much. So, for instance, I own a little sailboat, 25 feet long, with a tiny cockpit. I practice it in my cockpit. So if you have some space between your bed and the wall, that's probably enough. Otherwise, comfortable shoes, flat shoes, mm-hmm. and that's all you need. And if it would be nice if people could hear what I say.
Mm-hmm.
So like a little bit of capacity of hearing, that helps too. So otherwise, there are no requirements.
If
necessary.
You have the time and the intention, you're able to do it.
Exactly. Intention is important. And also, if you expect results, you need to bring the commitment to practice.
Yeah, that's something that's pretty with anything you want to really expand in and take advantage of. Yeah,
which
you gotta
is
commit.
Actually easy. And you can practice by yourself. I do that. And it is different to practice in a group. There's more chi there, the mm-hmm. energy. You can feel that, how that accumulates. So there's an extra joy to practice that in a group. And there is, not this month, but starting in February, we will practice every first Saturday of the month behind the library there at the waterside. And that's a great joy, too.
Wonderful. And this will give people a chance to get acquainted with themselves and the practice so they can take advantage of totally. Those other opportunities as well. Well, thank you, Martina, very much for coming in to talk about this program, which starts January 14th at the Pioneer Home. Folks just have to show up at 5 p.m.?
Yes, correct.
5 p.m. to get started. Wonderful. And we'll have all that information on our website if people want to get a little more information, do a little more research before they get started.
Thanks so much, Erin.
Thanks very much.